Hello, everyone. This is Michelle Birdie, and you're listening to The Wordsworth from the Moscow Times. You know this person. It's the old guy who lives on the fourth floor and can be heard grumbling under his breath as he looks through his mail on his way to the lift. Or it's the co-worker who yammers to herself at her computer before cracking her knuckles and starting to type. Or, heaven forbid, it's your mother or father-in-law, the master mutterer, who mumbles and grumbles on the way out of the kitchen after watching you cook. Mutterers and grumblers, the folks who invented passive-aggressive. Now, I'm not saying that Russia is the homeland of grumbling, but I will say there are some great Russian words to describe it and the grumblers. Here are some of my favorites. First of all is bormotat, to mumble or mutter. This is a rather neutral verb that describes anyone's quiet, indistinct muttering. In my experience and memory of my own youth, teenagers are superb practitioners of this art. Conversation over breakfast. У тебя что ли завтра контрольная по математике? Is it tomorrow you've got that math quiz? Teenage offspring. Да выучил я, бормочет он. Yeah, I got it, he mumbles. The mumbling is a bad sign. Parental figure. А русский сделал? Did you do your Russian homework? Another kind of muttering is bubnit, which is to yammer, mumble, or drone on, usually quietly and in a monotone. Sometimes things can do this. Радио у нас забрали, чтоб прислушивались к звукам тишины за окном, а не к тому, что она бубнила. They took away our radio so that we would listen to the sounds of silence outside and not to what was droning on and on about. But most of the time, bubnit is done by people who are discontented or obsessed or both. Всю дорогу до дома моя бабушка все бубнила и бубнила обижена. My grandmother, Mift, grumbled and grumbled all the way home. The reason people go on and on is that no one is really paying attention to them. После третьего дубля Юля стала нервничать и приставать к Павлу, бубня о перерасходе пленки. After the third take, Yulia started to get nervous and began to bug Pavel, nattering on and on about going over the quota for film stock. Similar to bubnit is buchtit, which is a bit slangier to my ear, but depicts the same kind of monotonous running on at the mouth. It can be neutral or even almost positive. Сидим в своем фойе, бухтим о разных вещах. We're sitting in our foyer, yakking about everything under the sun. But it's more likely to be on the negative side.
За дверью бухтел тихий мужской голос, и время от времени коротко откликалась женщина.
Behind the door, a quiet male voice droned on and on, while a woman made short comments from time to time. Ныть is when something aches or when someone belly aches. It's the word you use when you stub your toe or need to go to the dentist.
Зуб ноет. I have a toothache.
It's also used for heartache.
В душе у нее ныло от смутной горечи и недоумения.
Her heart ached with dull pain and confusion. Sometimes it can describe a whining sound.
Ныли в воздухе немецкие самолеты.
German planes whined overhead.
But most of the time, it describes people who whine and complain. Жена все время ноет, что она толстая. My wife keeps whining about how fat she is. В усталости Макс ныл очень долго и утомительно. Max, in his exhaustion, groused long and tediously. Нытьё is grousing, complaining, or whining. It even sounds a bit like a whine, doesn't it? Началось ностальгического нытья. Тоскуют по бородинскому хлебу. She started in on nostalgic whining, how she longed for Бородинский bread. But отец не терпел нитья. Her father didn't put up with any belly aching. Ворчать is also a kind of mumbling or grumbling, only more insistent, more aggressive, and more annoying. It's more like carping, bitching, or kvetching. You wish it would be over, but sometimes even that doesn't make things pleasant. Перестал ворчать и просто сидел с кислой рожей. He stopped griping and just sat there, the sourpuss. Someone who does this kind of griping is ворчун. In many cases, this is associated with curmudgeons. Я чувствую себя старым ворчуном, который всем портит настроение.
I feel like one of those grumpy old codgers who spoils everyone's mood. Of course, for some people, there are different associations.
Коренные москвичи, ворчуны и стукачи.
Native Muscovites are killjoys and стулис. And then there is the lovely verb брюжать, which is even a bit more annoying than ворчать, perhaps one step higher in the droning, complaining, crabby department. For reasons I cannot quite fathom, it seems to have been used a lot to describe those who were unhappy with the state of things after the 1917 revolution.
Были такие, которые брюжали, критиковали. Но ни один не был по существу против власти.
There were those who grumbled and criticized, but not a single one of them was actually against the government. But it is also used to describe people who just aren't happy with life.
Тяжелый у нее оказался характер. Вечно брюжит по мелочам.
It turned out that she had a miserable personality, always grousing over little things. Someone who does this a lot is called брюзга.
Он был тихим, безобидным алкоголиком. Правда, редким брюзгой. Ему все не нравилось.
He was a quiet, inoffensive alcoholic. He was, however, a spectacular curmudgeon. He hated everything. Finally, when speaking about annoying behavior, you must know the adjective нудный, which describes someone or something that is boring, tedious, annoying, and irritating. This might be a bit of a disappointment.
Работа на кухне оказалась довольно нудной. Никаких специализированных знаний там вовсе не требовалось.
The work in the kitchen turned out to be terribly dull and didn't require any special knowledge at all. Or it could be something that drives you up the wall.
Меня пустили на концерт, но только после долгого и нудного разговора.
They let me into the concert, but only after a long and mind-numbing conversation. A person who is this way, this deadly combination of boring, tedious, and annoying, is zanuda. This is a pest, a downer, a pain, a nitpicker, a bore, a sourpuss, and a fuss budget. The zanuda is both insufferable and indefatigable.
You want to shout, «Перестан хныкать! Какая ты зануда!» «Stop your belly aching! You are such a downer!»
And if you're wondering, yes, of course, this is the Slavic relative of the Yiddish nudnik, a pest, an annoying nag, a monumental bore.
May you never meet one or be one.
And on that cheery note, thanks for stopping in. And please consider contributing to the Moscow Times before you go. Sorry to be a zануда. Пока. До встречи на следующей неделе.